No FOMO, no mo. Play a board game review for me.
Now playing a board game review recorded by the Swarmcast Podcast.
Flick 'em up, pretzel games for ages 8 and up, 2 to 10 cowpoke, plays in about 4 to 5 minutes. Join the sheriff or the outlaws and confront your rivals in 10 epic scenarios. Yeehaw!
Woohoo!
Playing this game, we had the lawman, Sheriff John, and his deputy, Ruby.
Howdy.
And those no-good varmints you may have seen their wanted pictures up everywhere. The infamous Tim the Dastardly.
Howdy.
And Two-Gun Brooklyn.
I thought she was Brooklyn the Kid.
Brooklyn the Kid.
Howdy, folks.
All right, guys. So we played Flick 'Em Up. What did we think of Flick 'Em Up? What was some good stuff we could say about Flick 'Em Up?
You get to flick things around and knock things over.
That's true. There's all these wooden meeples and wooden standees and stuff, and you're literally
box.
Yeah, and you're literally flicking things around.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you shoot things. You flick blocks at people. You move by flicking a little disc.
Yep. It's a lot of flicking fun.
It's a lot of flicking fun. it does play pretty fast.
Yeah.
It plays within the time frame. Probably the longest part would be setting up whatever scenario you're trying to play.
No, uh-huh. See, I think the longest time was you reading out the rules and things to us.
Well, that's because you guys weren't paying attention.
I really wasn't.
So, I was paying attention.
Except for Tim. Tim was paying attention. Well, and it showed, Tim.
Not in my aim, that's for sure.
Well, so what's some... So, we're being all sorts of thematic with Flick 'Em Up. We just mentioned the good, so what's something bad that we can say about this game? Flick 'Em Up.
It's hard to aim.
Well,
that's the mechanic of it.
So, you could say, well, because it's a dexterity game, if you're not very dexterous...
Yeah, you also probably want to get up from the table, so this isn't necessarily a sit-down game.
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, you're moving around the table.
That's true. This is not couch potato friendly.
Yeah, it'd be more like a pool. But
yeah.
Fingers. take that how you want.
Get out your pool fingers. It's time for Flick 'Em Up.
The other thing I can see that's kind of bad is there's a considerable amount of things to assemble and disassemble.
Yeah, but it seems like it goes together pretty easily.
Yeah, it goes together easily, but, you know, that's like the first time you're probably going to be sitting there fiddling with it. And
then
you're first time putting it back, you're going to have to figure out where everything goes.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure, like, the stuff in there has already been, like, pre-sorted and organized.
Well, I did kind of look through everything and punched everything out, and it was a lot of fun doing that. But that's me.
Yeah, that's you, John.
So it kind of has that sort of, like, with, if you're familiar with Rampage, has this initial set aside, like, an hour just to set up the game.
Not, the first time, at least.
Right. But unlike Rampage, there's not stickers and stuff you had to put on this, so... Which took the most time. But we're not talking about Rampage. We're talking about Flick 'Em Up. Yeah. So we mentioned some good and some bad. So let's talk about some of the ugly. Or other, as we call it.
It's wooden. It's all nice and wooden.
Yeah.
I like it.
And this copy we played it comes in a nice wooden box. Normally it just comes in a cardboard box. But this one was special.
The buildings are cardboard.
That's right. The buildings
are
the cardboard.
Okay.
But they're thick cardboard.
Yeah. They're that nice thick cardboard, which is good because if you keep shooting them like Tim was,
I shot the cactus more than I shot the buildings.
That's true.
I think I only shot the Undertaker 3 times.
So I like, at least with this version with the wooden box, that there was enough extra room in it that I know you said there were expansions. It looks like they would fit in there as well.
Yeah, there's at least a couple expansions. We did not play out the expansion. Apparently, one of the expansions has horses, which sounds awesome.
It's nice when you get a game that has the box where you can actually organize everything in it.
Yeah. All right. Well, again, that was Flick 'Em Up by Pretzel Games.
Check out SwarmcastPodcast.com for more board game reviews.